You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A California woman cleans up litter and collects recyclables at the El Camino College campus. While she works, Jeffrey Davis approaches her, then attacks, savagely beating her with a sledgehammer. A passerby discovers the woman. She's rushed to the hospital, but dies.
Nancy, Davis is described as a transient in the area that police were familiar with. Officers declined to share the charges Davis faced in previous arrests. The victim was in her early 60s and died of her injuries after Davis was arrested. Cops believe the attack was likely a random act of violence and not targeted.
Campus police ID Davis from security footage and arrest him near campus. Davis, 40 years old, charged with attempted murder and upgraded charges, including murder, expected. LaToya Gladney, a McDonald's manager in training, has difficulty with one of her cooks and calls her husband, Dwayne Waden, for help. Waden, a pastor, comes by the restaurant and confronts the cook, Theodore Garlington. They argue. Waden punches Garlington in the face. Waden then chokes Garlington and pushes his head toward the deep fryer. Several other employees pull Waden off Garlington. Cops are called. Pastor Waden, 57, and old enough to know better, charged with assault. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
As a new year gets underway in New Jersey, Atlantic City has seen a man fatally stabbed and another discovered bleeding to death. This as the gambling destination is currently installing hundreds of additional surveillance cameras to the thousands that are already monitoring the area. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office, it was around 6:15 a.m. New Year's Day that police responded to a 911 call regarding a man who was found bleeding on a roadway close to the beach and who subsequently died at a local hospital. Police received a second 911 call a little over an hour later, this time regarding a 22-year-old man with numerous stab wounds who was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say that so far, no arrests have been made and the deaths do not appear to be connected. However, incidents such as these have prompted calls for more cameras in the face of growing clamor for more public safety at a casino resort that receives 27 million visits annually. The city announced in October that 200 cameras, each with five independent lenses, would be installed around city areas as part of a $5 million state finance plan. At the time, Police Chief James Sarko said that this project would be the equivalent of adding 1,000 more cameras to the 3,000 that are currently in use, both public and private. When the project is finished later this year, most of Atlantic City will be covered, even though it won't cover every square inch of the 48-block city. For a resort that depends on visitors and their money, though, the stakes are high. If tourists, gamblers, and other visitors don't feel comfortable in Atlantic City, they will go elsewhere.
The network of existing cameras on and around the boardwalk, as well as on the surrounding streets, may have captured some images that could help with the investigation into the two New Year's killings. But neither the police nor the county prosecutor's office would comment on that point. Now to Pennsylvania, where a man has been charged now officially in connection with the cold case rape and killing of a medical student that took place in a huge city park two decades ago amid a string of high-profile sexual assaults. The man is suspected of slashing people with a broad knife while riding a bicycle on a trail in Philadelphia in recent weeks. 46-year-old Elias Diaz has been charged with murder, rape, and other offenses in connection with Rebecca Parks' 2003 death. He was placed under arrest without bond until a preliminary hearing scheduled for January 8th. In late November and early December, he allegedly used a machete-style weapon against people on the Pennypack Park Trail in northeast Philadelphia. Diaz was initially arrested on charges of aggravated assault and other offenses. Now to Los Angeles, as disgraced celebrity attorney Tom Girardi has been ruled competent to face trial in relation to allegations that he embezzled over $15 million from his clients. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
A notification of the brief order was filed under seal by a federal judge. 5 days were allotted to the attorneys on both sides to list any material in it that they wanted the judge to keep private. The 84-year-old Girardi is the estranged husband of Erica Jane, a star on the hit TV show The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Last year, Girardi entered a not guilty plea to wire fraud charges in Los Angeles, pleading not guilty to embezzling money from clients such as an Arizona widow whose husband perished in a boat accident, a Los Angeles couple hurt in a car accident that left their son paralyzed, and a man who suffered severe burns in the 2010 San Bruno gas pipeline explosion.
Girardi could be sentenced to serve decades in federal prison if found guilty.
Thanks, John. David Schultz works in Iowa as a livestock truck driver. He kisses his wife and twin boys goodbye, heads to a farm in Eagle Grove. He picks up a load of piglets to transport to the Weichmann Pig Company's buying station that's an hour away in Sac City. He never makes it. Schultz's semi is found abandoned at a highway junction just 10 minutes from the destination. The truck was parked in the middle of the lane with the key in the ignition, his phone and wallet inside. Cops find more of Schultz's belongings across the street, but no additional clues to his whereabouts. If you have info on David Schultz, now missing 6 weeks, please call Sac County Sheriffs, 712-662-7127. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.